The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, we're back. We're back with another one. Cousin Ed's Corner, it is a wind down Wednesday. Wind down Wednesday. We are back for another one. And actually, it's more than wind down. It is the month of April recap. So for those who are new, every month I like to do a recap of last month. We are doing three shows a week over here. So I know it's a lot of episodes that are put out. Sometimes you miss one or two, and you might want to go back to them. But this recap lets you know what you may have missed, and this some time to hang out on a wind down Wednesday. So hopefully everybody's doing well. Thank you to each and every one of you for this joining the community, being part of Cousin Ed's Corner. Like I like to say, it's not only about myself; it's about all of us in the community making each other better. And I believe that's what we're doing over here. So Thank you. Next thing, please be sure to share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. Share this show with your friends, family, and loved ones. It's going to keep the community growing. Be sure to go out to Instagram, TikTok, and every place else. Follow the show there. We are trying to increase our followers, listenership, and everything else. So if you follow the show there and send it to a friend, then they may follow the show and send it to a friend. So want to make sure we make that announcement. Go to Instagram, Cousin Ed's Corner. That's Cousin Ed's Corner, all one word. You can search for it. You'll find us there. TikTok, Facebook. We launched a YouTube channel. We're on YouTube. So you can find us just about anywhere. You can say, hey, Alexa, play Cousin Ed's Corner. Let me say that a little louder in case you have it open. Hey, Alexa, play Cousin Ed's Corner, and it will play Cousin Ed's Corner for you. So, like I said, don't want to hold you long, but want to get into this recap. So we started the month with just talking about our milestones, accomplishing milestones. And it was big for us to be another year into this, but When you think about accomplishing a milestone and things you have to get by and do and where you never think you would be, this one was a big one for us. We reached our 250th episode. I want to say there was more in there, but it just seems like the time went by so fast. But 250th episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. That's not even counting what was done previously with Mr. Moody or Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. That's just Cousin Ed's Corner alone. So reaching a milestone talks about just, thanking y'all once again for being along for the ride, but us in life reaching milestones. Next, we went into, hold on. Oh, another wind down Wednesday. It was our March recap, which recapped all the shows in March from the month before. So we did that. went into a throwback Thursday. I did a throwback Thursday for those who are a part of the, I'm not going to tell all of the secrets, but this is one that was released to everybody, but I first released it for the subscription-based people. So if you don't know about it, we do have a subscription base. If you are part of Apple, you can get exclusive shows, early access, all of that on Apple under The Corner Connection. The Corner Connection. And I re-released or reintroduced a show called Who's Your Fab Five? And it talked about the old T-Mobile commercial talking about your Fab Five and your friends, who's in your Fab Five that you may have that you can count on. So that show was also early April. Next one, I launched a new segment. I'm looking to do some more of these segments. For those who know me, I played basketball the majority of my life, played high school, played college basketball, and coached for many years. And I had a chance to sit down with one of the coaches that I coach with. His name is Coach Wiggins. We talked about, it's a new segment. It's going to be called Beyond the Game. So it's not only about basketball, it's about beyond any game. Just talking to interesting people who have a life history in some kind of sport. So Beyond the Game was launched this past April. Then we moved into a Motivational Monday. When was your last date? When was your last date? And it's a play on words, but it's very interesting to ask yourself, when was your last date? So I want you to go ahead and listen to that one. Next one, When My Sister Wins, We All Win. I had a chance to speak to Pure Shea. Spoke with her. She talks about her vegan journey, talks about going out and visiting all these vegan restaurants, how that started, some of her marketing background, and now she goes and travels, I will say, the world, because she just came back from a trip, going and visiting different restaurants. So you can find her as Pure Shade, or Pure Shea, that I like to, that's how I know her as. Next one was Thank God for Everything. This is just giving gratitude, praying for our kids. Just always want to thank God for life, but just thank God for our kids and covering them during this graduation time. A lot of them are graduating, and not only from high school, not only from college, but middle school and kindergarten and everything. I just want to pray for them that they reach to the levels that God sees fit for them and keep them grounded and keep them surrounded with love and just peace and happiness. So I just want to thank God for everything. Then we went ahead and moved into a Motivational Monday. Put on your running shoes. You have to be ready. You got to be ready to get into the race. Once again, you have to listen to the show to get the understanding of it. It's a play on words, but just being ready is one of the biggest things. So talk about put on your running shoes and being ready. So how many of us that we think we're ready, but when the time comes, we're really not ready for what God has in front of us. So being ready. Next, we moved into, that was a Monday. That was Motivational Monday. Next one was a Wind Down Wednesday, which is Beyond the Olive Branch, understanding the power of letting go, right? So I know for myself, sometimes I extend the olive branch, but I got to know when to let go, right? So knowing when to let go. You've done your part. When are you going to let go? So that's the next one. Next one is Thank God for Everything. This was There's Something Big Coming Your Way. Anyone that has this feeling in their gut, definitely listen to that show. Something big is coming your way. So listen, the next two shows, heavy hitters. Motivational Monday, Queen Jamie Alexander, Grace Cousin Ed's Corner, actually took it over for me. I was traveling. She took it over for me. How to balance your personal growth and well-being. Definitely check that out. Phenomenal young lady, so check that out. Next one is When My Sister Wins with Gwen Jameer. Is another powerful young lady, first time on the show. She talked about unlocking success in your entrepreneurial journey. She tells you about coming from being broke, not knowing where her next dollar was coming from, to having a multi-million dollar business. If you want to know how to unlock your success, definitely check out this episode. Moving into another heavy hitter. This week, right? That week, that Monday through Friday, I had nothing but heavy hitters on the show. I had Coach Jasmine for Thank God for Everything on Friday. Coach Jasmine came in and helped us. I say helped us because she helped me with this. How to get out of your own way and let God's work be done. How to get out of your own way and let God's work be done. That's with Coach Jasmine, another queen that she's been on the show before. She is now and has been family to the show. So definitely want to check that one out. And we ended the month with a big celebration. This was a Motivational Monday. It was 77 more. I call it 77 more. A journey of spirituality, awakeness, finding enlightenment, embracing growth, and blessings. I say all that to say it was my dad's 77th birthday. And I didn't want the show to be focused on him. I wanted to be focused on us being able to grow and hopefully get to that point of being blessed and the lessons we learn throughout life and how we can teach others, but also continue to learn at no matter what age. But also knowing that 77 is a milestone. Every day is a milestone, but 77 is a milestone, and just being blessed to be here. So definitely another show you want to check out. Like I said, this month was a jam-packed month. Thank you for all of the comments. If you want to leave a comment, definitely you can do it on any Instagram or Facebook or any post out there. You can also go to podbean.com, leave comments there. You can send text messages to 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. And you can go to cousinedscorner.com and leave a voicemail. Cross out a page that says leave voicemail. So you can leave a voicemail. I have many different avenues that you can reach me on. If you want to leave a donation, definitely hit me on a 762 number and I can show you how or where to drop your donations. Whew, it's a mouthful. Listen, I'm out of here. It is a wind down Wednesday. I have a cup in my hand that is waiting on me. So hopefully you are enjoying your week and I will speak to you on Friday. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed's Corner.